With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Americans hoping to leave an inheritance for their kids can forget about it if Kamala Harris is elected president.
Vice President Harris says she'll let a Trump tax exemption expire next year. That means the estate tax would kick in at a lower level, $5 million, and impact a greater number of families. The tax is especially hard on those families who own businesses, ranches, or farms. In those cases, the asset may have great value on paper, but not generate large cash flow. In many cases, such assets would have to be sold off just so the descendants could afford to pay the IRS the dreaded death tax. Bob Agner reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Supreme Court dismisses ex-lawyer Michael Cohen's appeal to revive a lawsuit against former President Trump, shutting down Cohen's accusations for the last time.
Cohen had claimed his 2020 imprisonment was retaliation by Trump's administration for publishing a book critical of the former president. The lawsuit had sought monetary damages from Trump, former U.S. Attorney William Barr, federal prison officials, and the federal government. Cohen had served 3 years behind bars for several federal crimes related to his work for Trump, including lying to Congress. Two courts ruled against Cohen's initial claim, based on a narrow reading of the Supreme Court's ruling in a 1971 case, Bivens v. Six Unknown Named Agents, which provides citizens the limited legal right to sue federal officials who violate their constitutional rights. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Boeing reaches a tentative deal with its machinist union that could end a weeks-long strike. The new contract would include a 35% wage increase over the next 4 years, higher 401k contributions, guaranteed payouts in a bonus program, and a higher signing bonus. Members will vote to ratify the deal on Wednesday. Smoke from wildfires threatening almond and walnut harvest in California. Almond orchards saw harvest drop by up to 60%. The year after major wildfires. This is SRN News. The economy is taking its toll on America's churches.
A new poll from Lifeway Research reveals that 66% of Protestant pastors say the general economic condition of the country is negatively impacting their congregation, the largest percentage to say this since 2011. About one-third of clergymen say their church didn't make their budget this year for lack of giving, and 50% say they just managed to break even. Only 16% of Protestant pastors say giving from their congregation exceeded its needs this year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Voters in Nebraska will see competing abortion measures on their ballots in November. One amendment would create a right to abortion, while another would restrict it. So what happens if the competing measures both pass? Well, the Constitution in Nebraska says that the conflicting provision with the most votes prevails. The courts may have to decide whether there's a conflict and whether parts of both measures can take effect. This is SRN News. New GoFundMe tools will make it easier to circulate causes across online platforms. It's a push to cater to younger generations.
The crowdfunding site hopes to meet digital natives in the online spaces where they frequently advocate. The site wants to streamline the donation experience to encourage more charity and connect traditional nonprofits with a demographic that prefers direct contributions over institutional giving. Other features rolling out this fall include personalized profiles to highlight users' philanthropic interests and an integrated button on Instagram to donate.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. A House task force finds that former President Trump's attempted assassination in July was preventable. They say the details of the Pennsylvania incident were released in a report. Planning and security flaws were blamed, the rally. The main findings included lack of planning and no unified command post. More details at SRNnews.com.